Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's in Sacramento. I'm having my day off today. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I'm here. Good morning. It is the... You know, you plan for weeks to have 2 days off. Today is the 14th. Of January 2022, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
What's the weather look like?
It's currently 55 degrees, and it looks like it's just going to be pretty much sunny or mostly clear throughout the rest of the week, into next week, excuse me. Today we have a high of 66, a low of 42. Tomorrow a high of 67, a low of 40. Sunday a high of 66, a low of 41. Monday a high of 65, a low of 41. Tuesday a high of 65, a low of 41. And Wednesday a high of 66 and a low around 43.
Okay. Looks like it's going to be great weather here. Cool, sunny, perfect. And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a business out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that's been there for well over two decades. And they count their customers as warm friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and you can reach them at 365-3793. And so, Patrick.
Good morning, Carl. You know,
Carch came walking in at 7. I said, who's coming in at 7 in the morning? It was Pat. What were you coming in here for originally?
Originally, you were going to pay me to work on a computer in the booth.
Oh. Well, so now I'm going to pay you just to sit here and talk. Well, I'll get rid of you in a minute.
No, it's a good thing. You know, as a matter of fact,
we lost Haven Humane this morning. She called, and she's under the weather, which seems like there's something going around. Sinuses, cold, something. Linda actually went down and got a COVID test the other day, and she's clear.
She had cold symptoms, and she thought she had COVID.
Well, she wasn't feeling well, so she went down and got a COVID test over at Code Something.
Lab 24, I believe.
What is it?
Lab 24.
Lab 24. We're going to have them on. They are really interesting people. Really are. So she was negative, and I've been having sinuses. I mean, I have not had a sinus problem that I can ever remember, but I've got it now.
Oh, my
God. I don't think that's, that's not COVID.
No.
It's just
no.
Sinus problems.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to tell you, I called Shasta Gas Propane yesterday. I was thinking about getting gas service. Do you know that there is no rental charge on the tank for the first year with them? And they discount the cost of the gas for the first year by $1 a gallon. It's unbelievable.
Well, and I'll tell you why. Chuck was really concerned, and we had a lunch together, and then he actually even made an advertisement here, where he did a commercial that said, my friends, elections have consequences, and they were actually paying more wholesale to get propane than people were paying last year retail.
Oh my gosh!
So and so he's given a real break to people out there.
Yeah,
this is just a great guy. And I tried to for some reason they don't want to use it where we can really use it up on the mountain, and it makes no sense because they are a great company. They have they have indicators or they have warnings that when it goes to a certain tank fillage, as it empties, it sends them an automatic message to come on up there and fill it up again.
Automatically.
Plus, they can work on generators. You know, it makes no sense to me.
Mm-hmm. They have certified mechanics to work on generators that run on propane.
Any type of generator. It makes no sense to me why they continue to do the same thing they're doing up there on the hill.
Yeah.
And didn't hit you with a $1,000 bill for it. Whoa, wait a minute. Okay. Well, Christina's not here, so we don't get to look at the puppies coming in. The I have a number of things to talk about. Do you have anything?
Well, I wanted to tell you once again that thanks to you and the North State Foundation, the Piano Angels van has now been on the road successfully delivering pianos. Last night we picked up the grand piano from the Riverview Golf and Country Club and took that off-site. It had declined beyond the state of repair, and they just wanted to get rid of it. I'm going to turn it into a bookcase and take it down to the Enjoy store, but the van is beautiful. It works great.
Does it have like a little lift thing on it?
It has air shocks and a ramp and a winch that pull the piano on a dolly into the van.
Oh, that's great. So it doesn't have something that just lifts it up.
No.
But that's okay, a winch in there. That's fine.
Yeah, it's amazing. And so I want to thank the community that chipped in and KCNR for being a constant support of Piano Angels.
Yeah, Pat had me out there welding the stand for this piano that they use at the, Friday nights?
Yeah, Friday nights down on Market Street.
Let me tell you something. There's nothing going to ever break that frame that I welded. I over welded by far.
You put more metal down on that than they had on the space shuttle.
I tell you what, I burnt some steel that day, and didn't burn holes in my clothes or me.
That's the mark of a true man was you that day. If you can weld in shorts and a t-shirt underneath a vehicle, Carl, then you are a real man.
I noticed you were there with the fire extinguisher and you were spraying the area down though. So, hey, there's going to be an open house kind of on a Monday, and they want to redo Tiger Field. Les Melberg did a presentation on what they think could really look great down there. And the company had designed this thing, and it was presented by Nichols, Melberg, and Rosetto Architects, senior partner Les Melberg. And as Les said, he spelled out a wish list that includes adding a little league field and a 30-by-60 foot high-tech baseball scoreboard that doubles as a nighttime movie screen. Park's future could include new restrooms, upgraded tennis and pickleboard courts, a playground, and summertime splash park for children.
Yeah, you know, I attended that meeting, and he did a great presentation. I was there on behalf of the Sons of Italy, who are interested in maintaining the bocce courts, that they have four bocce courts down there.
Well, of course.
Of course, bocce looks like it's in the future for that ongoing.
Well, of course it does. I mean, those are great courts. I had my first bocce match.
Oh, that's right.
You know, that could be...
How'd that go?
Well, we did great the first... we just kicked butt the first match. Then they opened up the beer the beer coolers.
And that was the end of your team.
That was... My team went to hell. My team, they were over there just swigging down beer. And I'm like, come on, guys, we got two more matches. Oh, yeah, okay, we're here. And we're lucky nobody was killed that day.
Yeah, they had a good presentation. And Kim Niemeyer over at the City of Reading, who's been in Parks and Rec for a long time, is... she is posted, and the community is invited to other meetings that are coming up to chime in on what's going to happen with that.
So this is going to go from noon to 2 p.m. and it's going to be at, of course, Monday. It's going to be at Tiger Field, and you're going to be able to get a lunch there from a local area.
I mean, like Rick is
Jersey Mike's. It's going to go to Jersey Mike's. It's going to have sandwiches there. Now, here's the thing is, they're also talking about covered areas there. I'm not crazy about covered areas. And why?
Well, it attracts homeless people who are out of the rain.
But there you go.
But for families that are doing, like, birthday parties and stuff, they're invaluable, like down at the Victor Park, you know, covered area, the little pavilion down by the River Park.
They also have to have, in my opinion, they need to fence in the whole library and that whole area down there instead of just ending it. Oh. I think the library needs to be fenced in. They're having, they're still having problems down there. And much of the problems that was at the at Tiger Field ended when they fenced it in. People donated money to build that fence, and that ended a lot of the problems they had there. So this would be a great step forward. My friends, why don't you come on down there at noon on Monday and see what they want to do. ask questions, what kind of impact it's going to have. You know, this is could be the, like the center post for this part of town.
Yeah, it could
be. You know, we talk about parks and recreation and all this. And I don't see why we wouldn't want to move forward with this.
No, it's a good yeah. plan. When I was a young man and I built my first house in West Reading on Sonoma Street, I took my young family down to that park very often. And then over time, you know, the homeless moved in and things kind of fell apart. The city didn't have the money to maintain it. I think things are on the upswing now, and if you, you know, want to be involved in that, folks, you know, get to the meetings and let your voice be heard.
Yeah, because if you don't and then things happen and then you're upset with it, it's like voting.
Yeah.
You're not happy with the people that were voted in. Well, maybe you should have gotten involved in it a lot earlier and mm-hmm. gotten involved because you get what you know, elections have consequences, as we all know. But this thing right here is they're taking the surveys, they're doing all this. So it's a big chance to, say, move Tiger Field forward and have a great park down there. But you got to kind of show up.
Yep.
7:16 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number. Sleep Number. Why should you focus on getting a good night's sleep? How about because if you sleep, it's one of the trifecta of exercise, good diet, and sleep to keep yourself healthy, to keep yourself moving forward, and to not get sick,
right.
You know, just ordinarily sick type things. Sleep should be one of your number one goals, and I tell you, Sleep Number works for us. My Sleep Number setting is 70. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 35 on our Sleep Number 360 smart bed. And we are so happy with this bed. And I can tell you that the people that ask us, well, do you really have that bed or you just read about it? No, we have that bed. And now our families have that bed. Our friends have that bed. And many other people have gone out to get the Sleep Number bed. And since proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep, it starts with the Sleep Number adjustability. Don't miss the Sleep Number's weekend special. Save up to, get this, $1,000 on Sleep Number 360 smart beds, plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. This ends Monday, January 17th, only at the Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center. And if you get that special financing, of course, that's subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back.
Supervisor Modi claims he protects your water rights, but on further investigation, we find Modi last year approved a water contract that scalped a small water district in the north part of Shasta County with a 250% increase over normal and in a state of emergency. The foundation that owned this water right now is linked to donating thousands of dollars to Modi's campaign. Shasta County, you deserve better. Vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew. Brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sun Grown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sun-grown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Vote yes. Recall Modi. Recently, the Shasta County Planning Commission voted 5-0 to stop the Fountain Wind Project. But when it came before the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, only Modi voted to support the project, bowing down to a special interest group instead of listening to the people. The Intermountain communities would have been devastated. Now we learn the same special interest group is donating thousands of dollars to Modi's campaign. Vote yes and recall Leonard Modi. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Pat Karch.
Good morning.
At least for another 10 or 15 minutes, 10
yeah.
minutes. It is 7:22 here on the 14th of January, 2022, 53 degrees out there. It's going to be beautiful. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, 1845 California Street, right downtown, and, of course, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, and the newest branch in Anderson opening any day now. We'll get some more information from them. Cornerstone Community Bank, open for 15 years and has been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened.
Don't they have a new CEO coming on?
They do. Matt Mosley taking over from Jeff Fink, who is going upstairs to run all of it, it sounds like. You know, Jeff's a very, very bright guy. He's an economist. And Matt has been around the banking business as long as I've been here. Mm-hmm. I've seen him over at one bank. Then he moved over to Cornerstone many years ago, and he's just we'll have him in here, he's going to take over in June, but we'll try and get him in before that. Supreme Court issued a split decision Thursday in two cases. The big one was that they could not force the mandate on employers with 100 people or more. That was Biden's mandate. And the Supreme Court says, nope, can't do that. That's unconstitutional mandates and using OSHA like that. However, they did say that they could uphold a mandate for health care workers issued by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Those are federally funded.
Federally, right. But for Biden just to make that decision, like many of the decisions he's made.
And the fines for that are up to $140,000 possible fines.
I know. Anyway, it was a 6-3 decision. It wasn't like 5-4. It was 6-3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that tells you something right there.
Yeah. And by the way, Mr. Biden, let me see here. I've got to find this.
Also didn't get his vote in the Congress to get rid of the filibuster. You know, the two Democrats held out, thank God, on that.
Well, and that's the other thing I was going to talk about was that Manchin and Sinema said they're not going to go. They're not going to vote to do away with the filibuster, which makes a lot of sense because then you get into people that are crazy, that are feeling, this is the way I feel, and it seemed like a good idea, and then it just, wipes out your wipes out rights, could do a number of things for either side. I don't even understand why the Democrats want to do this, because they're looking at big losses already. Unless they wanted to do the filibuster thing so they could push through this voting,
voting rights.
Voting rights. I don't understand why that is. But I've read what they wanted to do with it, and they wanted to essentially take away voting from the states.
Make it federally.
Make it federal.
Right.
Make it a federal thing. Right. And, but you have to do that. They need 60 votes, and they're not going to get it because of the filibuster. So, let's just do away with the filibuster. And Biden floated, for just this one thing. Well, if you remember, what happened was the Democrats did away with the filibuster for appointing justices. And they said, nope, it's just going to be, 50 plus one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what happened with that was
the Republicans got in. Yep.
They put three Supreme Court justices on. So if you really believe that the doing away with the filibusters, whether you're, if you're a Democrat or a Republican, you think about it. Think if, somebody swaggers in there from the Republican Party and just decides to do anything they want, and they've got 54 votes, then that's it. So I think you need some kind of check or balance, which is what Senator Sinema said, is that, we've got problems here, but doing away with the idea of having to work together is not the way to handle it. And Manchin
echoed that. He said it was divisive and just more divisiveness.
This has not been a good day. This has not been a good day for a week for Mr. Biden, President Biden. In the polls, just so you know, what are some of the things that are more popular than President Biden?
Can I think about it and call you tomorrow?
No, I can help you with this.
Oh, okay.
Broccoli.
Wow.
Broccoli is much more popular than President Biden. Dentists are much more popular than President Biden.
This is according to the statistics.
Yeah,
right?
they're doing statistics on it. Mm-hmm. And what else? Oh, even Pelosi beats him by like 1 point. So that's where President Biden is at right now. He hasn't had a good week.
It all comes from, I think that over the long period of time, the Democrats see that they're losing their base, and they're trying to expand their base by including people that are not in the rolls of the voting camp, and they've not registered, and they're perhaps not even legal citizens. And so they're losing their base. A lot of these college kids, I know we had five in college at one time in my life, five of my daughters, they were more conservative than their college professors. And I think that the older Democrats realize this, that the people coming up, the younger people, are more conservative, and they're going to lose their base. And so they need to find ways to expand their base. And these kinds of actions, I think, are just to that end. That's my opinion.
Well, I think so. And the other thing too is, when they wanted to take away non-citizens off the voting rolls, the Democrats just blocked that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure why that is. One last thought here before we go. A Cape Cod lobster diver. They'd had a bad first dive. So he went back down in there again. He was in Cape Cod, went down looking for lobsters. All of a sudden, he felt this big push from behind him, and then everything went black.
What?
He got swallowed by a humpback whale, and he's in there, and he's thinking, can I last as long as my heirs? What's going to happen to my wife? What's going to happen to my kids? His diving partner is up on the boat, is looking down. He says, Bubbles just totally disappeared, and he goes, that was strange. And then he said he felt the whale's mouth moving, and the next thing he knew, he was just propelled out. And another boat that was there was looking. He came out of the water, shot out of the water, feet first, and went several feet into the air.
It's almost biblical.
And then landed, and they pulled him out of the water.
That's great, like the Jonah story.
Yeah, it was just an accident, because they don't have teeth, and they just suck in stuff. I'm in a whale's mouth. He's trying to swallow me.
Yeah.
And so he was in there for 30 or 40 seconds, well, which is probably a long time.
At least to the whale, the diver was less popular than broccoli.
I guess so. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Axiom Theater's with us. We're going to find out what's going on over there. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's been doing this for a long time. He doesn't practice. He just does it. He is a true virtuoso with windshields, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. He can fix it. Guarantees his work for life. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis, and if it needs help, get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. That's Jeff Wurst. It's a veteran-owned business. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back.
K. Billy Super Sounds of the 70s Weekend.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Linda's on assignment today in Sacramento. Yep, she took the show yesterday. This is my second day off in a row. Jocelyn sees the humor in that just like I do. I just broke her up with that one. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 49 degrees out there and clear. Beautiful day. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber over at Estate Granite has been doing this for about two decades. Veteran-owned business, and he is a true artist when it comes to working with granite, slate, marble. You can call him up, get a free consultation. You sit there and tell him what you want, and then let turn him loose. He is truly, and like I said, an artist when it comes to redoing kitchens, bathrooms, and other portions of your home. For more information, give him a call at 241-STONE or learn more at estategranite.com. I'm here with Jocelyn Carter, which sounds like, you know, that sounds like you should be wearing a dress with hoop skirts. And having, you know, I think I should have a mint julep.
Oh, my goodness. I've never been told that.
Jocelyn Carter.
Mm-hmm.
From the Carter family of the Big Tree Farm. And Daniel Hill, who is just sitting there going, well, I just said I'd come in this morning.
What have I walked into? Yep. Hello.
Let me get you up there closer, buddy. Okay, you two are... I'm just trying to set the stage.
No worries.
You know, stage, Axiom Theater.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all are here from Axiom Theater. So tell me about you, Jocelyn. A little bit about you.
A little bit about me.
Yeah.
I've been on multiple stages here in Redding, the Riverfront, Cascade.
Where do you come from? Are you from here?
I grew up here.
Cool.
Moved here when I was 8 years old and grew up and left for college. Didn't expect to come back, and here I am.
Here you are.
Married with three kids and raising them here in Redding like I was.
Oh, are you happy?
Yeah, I am.
Are you glad you made that decision?
I am, yeah, absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah.
How about you, Daniel?
I grew up over the hill in Trinity County and... also went off to college in the Bay for a bit, came back, and here we are doing theater.
Woo!
Well, you know, so you came to the big, big metropolis of Redding then from Trinity County.
Yeah, it's a whole new world.
Whoa, were you scared? Big town like this?
No, I moved into these cool apartments downtown, and it feels like home.
Which ones? The ones right up the street here,
yeah,
in K2?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. How do you like that?
You're the
first person I know, really. Well, I know somebody else, but the first one I've talked to that's not kind of in that group. How do you like those apartments?
I really like them. Lots of cool shops. I walk by your studio every day, and it's cool to finally be in here.
Yeah. So when you say that, the living accommodations are good. You're right downtown.
Right downtown. Solar panels on the roof. And I don't know. It's comfy. It's cozy.
You like it?
I do.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like that because we're building more of them. And, yeah, right down the street here next to where the new Enjoy store is, that in that lot, Danny and company are going to build another group like that.
And then,
cool. Back here in Block 7, they're going to be building back here.
It's going to make a lot of people happy.
Yeah. Well, tell us about Axiom Theater, first of all.
Well, they're in year 5 of running theater. They used to do shows across the street here in the Old City Hall, and they did some shows at the Cascade, and we're always kind of finding places to put them on, and now they have their own building.
Woo!
On Bocelli Lane.
It's a cool building, too.
Yeah.
You haven't been there.
2613 Bocelli Lane, and so they run a new show every month, and then in the summer, they run 5 or 6 shows at a time. But right now, we're in the third or fourth show of season 5, and this show is the 39 Steps, and it's a pretty fun one.
Well, now, y'all also do the world-famous Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
Are you in that?
I am, yeah.
Which part do you play?
I play Rocky.
He's
in that
Rocky.
Do you wear the garter belt and everything?
No. You know, that might be too much clothing that you're talking about.
No, okay.
Little gold shorts.
Little gold shorts. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you in that too, Jocelyn?
I am not.
Oh,
I am not.
I'm trying to picture which. You would be the main lead.
Yeah.
The one, you know, the two people that show up
right
by accident.
The wholesome person.
The wholesome person. You would be the wholesome person.
She starts that way, right?
Yeah, well, she starts that way, right. If I remember right. Okay, so the Action Theater, and this is a local group that was started by...
Actually, by my father, Ken Hill, and his wife, Nancy Hill now, used to go by Nancy Dutton. She taught out at Anderson High School, taught music and theater out there for a while. Yeah. And
we love your mother.
Yeah.
She's cool. She's a cool person.
She really is.
In fact, she's not just acting, but she's also working with, I think, Viva Downtown now.
Yeah, this is fresh news, but she's now the, I don't know if this is the right term, but I think she might be the executive director or some title like that over at the Shasta County Arts Council.
Oh, Shasta County Arts Council. That's what it is. Yeah. Oh, no. We've gone through a number of them over there, too. Okay. So the play this time is called The 39 Steps. Now,
yes.
I surprised you totally when I actually had heard of it
yeah.
and knew it was a 1930s movie.
Yes. It was a Hitchcock film, and before that, it was actually a book written by... I don't know if it's John Buchan. Is it Buchan?
Buchan, yeah.
Buchan. So it was written by John Buchan, and then Hitchcock turned it into a film in the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was adapted by Patrick Barlow into this play. And instead of being a creepy, scary Hitchcock espionage, it has some humor in it that the play does.
Oh, okay. Well, what's the story, kind of the overall story of it, without giving anything away?
Well, there's a man, Richard Hannay, who's kind of tired of the world and tired of life, and he's just, well, what am I going to do? And he decides to go to the theater, and chaos ensues.
Yes. And part of...
He goes to the theater, and chaos ensues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He meets a gal, and she drags him into a chaotic world of spies and saving the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what I remember the movie was kind of about there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to remember who was in that movie.
I don't remember the name of the actors.
I don't. I want to say Ray Milland, but I don't think that's true. Okay, so how many people are in the cast?
Only four actors.
Okay.
So that lends itself to the humor because Daniel plays Richard Hannay throughout the entire show. I play three different characters. And then Pamela Carney, she mm-hmm. is one of the characters that plays like over 13 people. And then Matt McDonald is our other
actor. So you're playing. So there really is like 20 people in it.
Oh, yeah.
Played by.
There's a ton.
20 parts played by four people.
Yes. Exactly.
A lot of quick changes going on.
Very
backstage.
Much so. Pamela and Matt are. They're superheroes, and so is our crew that's helping them. So it's pretty amazing.
Sounds like fun.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
Now you when is this going to be playing?
We open tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
And, we run till the end of January, January 30th. It's a Sunday, and that's our final performance.
Now you say you're doing it constantly every month, though. So I mean, do you all skip a month and go back into the next one? I mean, you all as actors.
So we'll end on the 30th, and then we'll be 2 weeks off. And right now we have two other shows that are currently rehearsing.
Okay.
So there's a show, Shakespeare in Love, that's coming up in February. Secret Garden's coming up in March, mm-hmm. and it just keeps on rolling. And you can actually find all the shows that are coming up on our website, axreptheater.com, and you can see the lineup for the rest of the season.
I'm with Axiom Theater, Jocelyn Carter, from the Cotta family of the Tree Hill Farms in Savannah, and Daniel Hill. And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk some more about this. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, Linda's favorite place to hang out. As she told me when we got married, she said, "Honey, you can never have too many guns." I went, "Yeah." And she said, "Or too many diamonds." So Four Winds Jewelry has helped us out with that. Great people, great selection of jewelry. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back. Tell you when
Last month, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors had the opportunity to not renew the contract for the Dominion voting machines. This was a lease agreement valued at over $2 million. Supervisor Modi voted to renew the lease agreement and continue using Dominion machines. Now we find out that a representative from Dominion Voting, Inc. has donated money directly to Modi's campaign account. Shasta County, you deserve better. Vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Wind River Resort and Casino with Primal Fighting Championship presents Fight Night. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, January 15th. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting. This intense action-packed event sells out. Get your tickets now. Call 1-800-280-UWIN to reserve a room in our hotel and purchase tickets. Great entertainment is happening with cage fighting at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, January 15th. Tickets start at $35 plus fee. Must be 21 to attend.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Don't let me hear you say lights, thinking you know where.
Angel.
Look up at the sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. Carl and Linda Bott. It's 49 degrees, clear. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane treats their customers as warm friends. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. I'm here with Axiom Theata. With an R-E, theater. Jocelyn Carter and Daniel Hill. They're doing the 39 Steps, which it was a Hitchcock serious movie. It became a play, and there's a little bit more. They've added some more, you know, lighter moments to it. I assume this is what happened.
Yeah.
But it still keeps the same, you know, the same ending and kind of the, you know, the same Maybe not the real thick ambiance it had, but lighter.
Well, there's definitely mystery still involved and keeps you wondering what's going to happen next. But there's definitely humor in it as well. A lot of slapstick. I think in the description thing on the script, it says, you know, Monty Python meets Hitchcock. So it's got a silliness to it that we could all use.
A flesh wound. It's just a flesh wound.
We could definitely use some laughter in these days.
Well, we can. Let's talk about Axiom Theater for a second. Many people have not been there.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel, describe Axiom Theater.
Well, it's an artistic venue for artists. You show up at 2613 Bocelli Lane in Reading, and you, before you even walk in the door, you'll see a beautiful mosaic made by our friend Kathy Myers that shows you where you're going into, and we have a great lounge. We're working on our liquor license. Unfortunately, the bar is not open right now, but and you have a great auditorium, and you know,
now, you've got kind of like a large area in there where people can sit, and we had a big birthday party there. Mm. And then you go over into the theater itself, and these are like tables.
Yeah, we have a cabaret-style seating.
Set up like four or five rows up,
mm-hmm.
But you sit at a table, and it's really cool. I mean, great place for a date night or something like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Wonderful place for a date night. A table with a couple chairs on each side, and if you want to sit with a larger group, we have tables that it can accommodate four people at a time, and then we have an upper mezzanine area and two balconies that you can watch. You can watch the show from above, hanging off a rail with a little...
little
drink holder in front of you?
Right, yeah.
For drinks?
Well, it's like a little bar, like a countertop.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, because when I saw it, I really like that type of atmosphere or that type of theater where you're not stuffed in next to each
mm-hmm.
other.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's got a great view of the stage. I mean, the stage is right there with you.
Yeah.
So, I was quite impressed when I saw it. And then your backstage area, Nancy Hill took me all around the backstage, took Linda, and so we could see everything that was going on there. It was cool.
They have done so much work. Oh, my gosh. This past summer, I was completely uninvolved, and it was amazing just to see all the volunteers that came to organize the wigs and the costumes, and Michaela Duarte is phenomenal. She has helped so much with getting things all sorted and easily found and cleaned and all that. You know more about it than I do.
Yeah, you make sure to ask for a tour and arrange a time to check out backstage if you're interested. It's a completely volunteer-run organization. We're always looking for help, but we have just a wall. And when I say a wall, I mean a 30-foot by, probably 30 by 30-foot wall of costumes hanging up, all organized by color and era, and we have an entire room dedicated to wigs and hats, another room dedicated to props, another room dedicated to lumber.
Well, and they also have a kids program. So during the summer, they do a three-week, it's kind of like a crash course camp of theater. So the kids, they help make the props. They learn dancing, acting, singing. And at the end of that, then they put on a show. And last year they did Seussical, and it was fabulous.
Is there an age limit on this?
I think for the kids, it's up to eighth grade. And then if they're in high school, they can volunteer and help with kid management. And actually,
we're kicking off a high school program
that's right,
as well.
I forgot.
Yeah, this summer.
Well, you know, the thing that I've always been pleasantly surprised by is that Reading is just full of people like you all. Talented actors, singers, that we've got several
mm-hmm.
different local theater groups that are just really good. And it's unusual, I think, to find that many people with that kind of quality or that level, I should say, of expertise in a small city.
And there's a lot of overlap between all the theaters. Every one of these theaters, all the actors I know, we're bouncing back and forth in between.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to.
And it's great. You have these small, intimate venues. You have a large, beautiful venue like the Cascade where you know, you bring in a famous act. That's where they gotta go. It's an awesome place.
So
and then,
beautiful.
And then you have a Axiom Theater, which is a nice mid-sized venue.
Uh-huh.
And you mentioned it's a large space, but you're close to the stage, and
yeah.
It's beautiful.
You got Riverfront,
right.
that just came on board, and it just opened up not long ago. For
yeah.
you know, I mean, this is when you've got three different places that can support themselves. Well, the Cascade does it through a variety of different means, but all the with the like the annual Christmas show they had there mm-hmm. at the Cascade, we never missed that until they, you know, until we shut them down for COVID.
Right.
But you know, it's just things like that. It's thoroughly enjoyable. And when people say, "Oh, you know, there's no, you know, can't do anything around Reading," and I just look at them. I mean, maybe in the first year I could have looked at, you know, and said, "Well, yeah, you know," but now, I mean, we have symphony, we have museums, right. we have so much stuff.
Well,
now. Finish up here. We got a few minutes.
Sorry, I do want to say that speaking of crossover, Russell Pyatt is our director, and he did a ton of work. He's done stuff at Shasta College. He's done a lot of work at Riverfront. He's actually, I think, on the board at Riverfront, so
yeah.
it's cool. Like he's directing here with Axiom, and he's amazing. He built all of our sets. He is. Poured blood, sweat, and tears into this show,
and these are people that volunteer all this.
Yeah,
they don't get it. I mean, so they've got to come home from work,
right?
And then spend the next 6 hours
exactly.
putting this stuff together. So it's love.
Yeah.
Okay. So what other plays we got coming now? After this one's going to be, it starts now and ends up the end of January, and then the next
Shakespeare in Love
Shakespeare
is
in
the
love.
Next one, and then
what, like the movie?
Yeah, it is like movie.
Movie.
Okay.
Yep. And then after that is The Secret Garden.
Mm-hmm.
From the book.
It's a musical.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of
really?
An operatic, actually. Well,
well
I mean,
it's not a real happy.
You know what? It's really lovely, though. The
yeah.
the musical itself is it's going to be a great show.
And then we have a new comedy from Steve Martin,
a right.
pretty famous comedian. And it's called Meteor Shower. And then we wrap things up in May with Young Frankenstein.
Oh, okay.
And that's also a musical, which I didn't know. I've only ever seen the film, the Mel Brooks film. And it's a musical. And
has this been approved by Mel Brooks?
It's stinking hilarious.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. To answer your question here, Sungold, Dan Kupski has moved to Arizona. That's why you don't see him as much anymore.
That's right.
He used to be really big in the
yeah.
theater. But he moved to Arizona. He said, enough, and left.
Yep.
Okay. Jocelyn Carter and Daniel Hill, thank you so much for coming in today. Now, what time does it start?
The evening shows are at 7:30, and there's Sunday matinees at 2 p.m.
Okay, so it'll be Friday, Saturday?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But yes. Sunday is the matinee.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, and how much does it cost to go to one of these?
$30 for general admission and $25 for students and seniors.
That's right.
Okay, cool.
And do you need the box office phone number?
Yeah, I do. You know, people need to call.
Sure, and I can leave this here, too.
Yeah, we'll put it up on the
awesome.
Up in our window. Thousands of people
530-605-0500.
Okay, and we'll have this up on our window, and if you have any other questions, just go to, you have a website, I'm sure.
AxreptTheater.com.
AxRep, that'd be AxREP.com.
Well, with the theater in there as well.
Oh.
AxRep Theater.
Oh, AxRep Theater.
With an R-E at the end.
With an R-E at the end.
We make
yes.
it easy.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And break a leg out there.
Yay.
Thank you.
So I really like the idea there's 20-something parts played by four people.
Mm-hmm.
I can just imagine the screaming going on backstage. You know. Wrong. Costume.
So far, we haven't had any costume malfunctions. It's been great.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking, you know, I have Gorman, but I think he called last week, but I thought he had gotten his days confused, but maybe he was calling last week to say he wasn't going to be on this week.
No, he called last week wondering if he was supposed to show up. That
that day.
That day,
it's
yeah.
this day. Did you anybody tell him?
I hope. I didn't know what day it was, so I just said, no, we already have someone else on today. So
okay. Well, I'm glad that we're real well organized here after 12 years. Okay. Hey, we'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
In military invasion of Ukraine comes word of another kind of invasion, a cyber attack on the Eastern European country.
It does seem to have been pretty extensive. A number of government ministries affected, including the foreign ministry, and we understand some embassies as well. Energy, education, sport. It seems to have happened across really wide swathes of the government overnight. But you sense from the statement this morning, at least what we're being told publicly, that the situation was brought under control relatively quickly.
That's the BBC's Paul Adams. Russia continuing to demand something that NATO refuses to give, a guarantee that the military alliance will not expand eastward, including into Ukraine. The Russian foreign minister says Kremlin's patience wearing thin. Moscow demands some answers by next week. A winter storm currently dumping a lot of snow on the plains will not stop there. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec says it's heading east.
Some of the heavier totals are probably going to be western North Carolina through parts of the central Appalachians, western and northwestern Pennsylvania, and western New York State, where their totals could be anywhere from 8 to 12 inches plus. And then similar snow totals across parts of southwest Minnesota into Iowa, where totals again will be in the 6 to 12 inch range.
So wax up the skis, a snowy weekend in store for a lot of places. Rough start to the morning on Wall Street. After a discouraging retail sales report, sales slid almost 2% last month from November, and that sent stocks sliding as well. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down. It's off about 245 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index trading 4 points lower, and the S&P is down 13 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Sebastian Gorka, and I want to invite you to join me for a powerful travel opportunity that will likely become the highlight of your year. I'm headed to Israel in November 2022 for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour of the key sites and best places meant to give you an unprecedented view of a world you've likely only read or heard about. Together, we'll uncover key geopolitical insights as we unpack Israel's significance on the world stage. You'll return home empowered by the experience. If you ever dreamt of visiting Israel, this is your opportunity. Come with me in 2022. For more information, call 855-565-5519 or book online at standwithisraeltour.com. 855-565-5519 or standwithisraeltour.com.
Israel's health ministry has administered a fourth vaccine dose to about 500,000 people.
Israel began administering second boosters to the most vulnerable last month, later offering them to everyone over 60. Authorities hope the additional jabs will blunt a wave of infections driven by the Omicron variant. Health ministry figures show Israel currently has some 260,000 active cases, but under 300 are listed as seriously ill, far fewer than during previous waves. Israel was among the first countries to roll out vaccines a year ago and began widely offering third doses last summer to help contain the Delta variant. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Swedish military says it's seeing increased Russian activity in the Baltic Sea, saying there are elements that deviate from the normal picture, and it is increasing the nation's military preparedness. News and analysis, townhall.com. Hundreds of thousands of student loan borrowers in line for some relief.
Navient, a major student loan servicing company, is canceling $1.7 billion in loans taken out by about 66,000 people and paying more than $140 million to some 350,000 borrowers placed into a long-term program that left them deeper in debt. Navient is settling a suit brought by attorneys general in 39 states who allege the company engaged in deceptive and abusive practices targeting students who it knew would struggle to pay loans back. Navient claims no wrongdoing. I'm Tim McGuire.
A Wisconsin court commissioner poised to decide whether a Milwaukee man accused of plowing his SUV through a suburban Christmas parade, killing six people, injuring dozens more, will stand trial. A preliminary hearing scheduled for today in Waukesha County Court. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. The phone line's here, 605-4567, and we are streaming at KCNR1460.com, getting our chat room at the same time. I'm here with Jared at the helm. Jared, what's the weather look like?
It's currently 55 degrees. It's going to be pretty much sunny throughout the next week. Today we have a high of 66, a low of 42. Saturday, a high of 67, a low of 40. On Sunday, a high of 66, a low of 41. Monday, high of 65, a low of 41. Tuesday, same. Wednesday, a high of 66, low around 43.
Okay. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Susan Eastman's on the phone with our market report. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are in the red at the end of a volatile week as investors weigh in on mixed bank earnings and a drop in retail sales. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 319 points at 35,793. The S&P 500 is off 25 points at 4,634. And the NASDAQ Composite is losing 14 points at 14,792. Most actively traded stocks this morning on the New York Stock Exchange, Wells Fargo up $2.71 at 58.72, AMD positive $1.95, trading 134.63, JP Morgan Chase down $8.14 at 160.05. Stocks of local interest, AT&T up 2 pennies at 26.82, Verizon down 10 cents, trading at 53.42, PG&E up 7 cents at $12.82. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced are yielding 1.745%, and over to commodities, gold is up a dollar per ounce at 1,822, silver off 8 cents at 23 even, and crude oil is priced at $82 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR. Sorry about my cell phone going off. You know this technology. It's out of control. Anyway,
thanks so much, Susan.
Rough week.
See you next week. You bet. Great weekend. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
You bet. That's Susan Eastman from Stifel. And she's located at 2701 Park Marina Drive up in the second floor. Give her a call at 530-244-7199. Okay. Jared, what national day is it?
It is National Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day.
Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day. You like pastrami sandwiches?
I do.
Why?
Because they're delicious.
Oh. Do you ever go to like a real Jewish deli to get those?
I don't think we have anything like that in Reading.
I don't think we have anything like that.
I have been going to Dill's Deli lately. Getting the Pig Vicious, which is a pastrami sandwich with bacon.
The Pig Vicious.
Pig Vicious, yeah.
You just made me choke, buddy. The Pig Vicious.
Yeah.
Dill's Deli. Those, you know, they're always busy up there. They must be doing something right. Speaking of people who don't do everything right, Prince Andrew. You know who Prince Andrew is? That's the son of Queen Elizabeth. And, you know, he's never going to be the king. That would be Charles. But he's gotten himself involved in this sexual scandal with the what's what's his name, Jeffrey Epstein. And he's being going to court saying that he had assaulted a 17-year-old. And Queen Elizabeth stripped him of his Royal Highness title and took him of, also took away his royal and military titles. The reason she did that is, if as long as he is his Royal Highness, he can't go to court. She stripped him of that. So, looks like Prince Andrew is going to be going to court after becoming part of that center of that scandal with association with disgraced financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. So, he's facing a lawsuit alleging he sexually assaulted this lady when she was just 17. When the judge refused to dismiss the suit, Mom gave him the axe. So, I guess his Royal Highness is no longer his Royal Highness, and he can go to jail if he's found guilty. You know,
this is a civil suit. It's not like, it's just for like money damages, I think.
Well,
it's not a criminal case.
Not a criminal case?
Not that I'm aware of.
Diana, Princess of Wales, lost her title when she lost her HRH, her Royal Highness title, and was simply known as Diana, Princess of Wales. And placing a comma between the name and title, which is what they did, is generally reserved for widows and those divorced from the royal family, much like Diana's former sister-in-law and Andrew's ex-wife, Sarah Ferguson, who is known as Sarah, Duchess of York. Do you ever wonder about the English and the royal family? Like Queen Elizabeth is supposed to be one of the richest women in the world. And yet every time they get close, you know, somebody brings up the fact of why do we even have a royal family? Why is there a queen? Why will there be a king? She's like 91, 92? How old is she? She's got to be 90. And she has not handed down the reins to Prince Charles, who, by the way, is 73. So is it going to come down to, it's not going to be to, Harry, who's married to an American and gave up his title. So it would have to be to the other son, Prince Charles's other son from Diana. But I don't understand, you know, I guess it's because we fought a war, so we wouldn't have a king, that we don't understand this. What it means to the English people to have royalty. Is it part of it is a tourist attraction where people come over to see? I mean, when we went to London, we went to see the royal palace and all that, and they've got all the things, the changing of the guards and all this. I guess you could say that it's part of it is a tourist thing. But part of it is it an ingrown love, or is it just it's passed down, this love for the royal family? Because I'm not sure. You know, they don't have anything to do with the governing of United Kingdom. So it must just be, I'm not sure. I guess I would need to have somebody who is a royalist, a pro queen, pro-royal family, to explain why it means so much to them. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 244-9478 and set up your appointment, because that's how they run Man's Last Stronghold. I went in there yesterday, and there was Tim changing the channels. I said, "You're trying to find Dr. Phil, aren't you?" He goes, "Who told you?" He says, "I know what you said about we never have Dr. Phil on, and I was trying to see if we could just have him on for you. And but you're never going to see Dr. Phil on there. Golf, hockey, game shows, but never Dr. Phil." Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Recently, Supervisor Modi claimed he helped crack down on illegal cannabis, but it was Modi's actions 6 years ago that dismembered Shasta County's marijuana eradication team. Now, over 7,000 organized grows have invaded Shasta County with devastating effects. Even the Mexican drug cartel finds it easier to grow in Shasta County than in their own country. If you want a safe and secure Shasta County, vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
In the last month, Supervisor Modi used our tax dollars to give substantial raises to county department heads, many of which had received raises just 6 months ago. Modi claims the county is currently low on funds, and yet without batting an eye, he willingly raised salaries to individuals who are already grossly overpaid. Don't allow Modi to continue to waste our money. Vote yes to recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been helping people, families, seniors, veterans, business owners since 1993 and has been doing a damn fine job of that. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, she is truly a virtuoso when it comes to insurance and financial management. If you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plans or a 401k, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation at 221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, we talked about that, but we just had a very interesting conversation. Somebody that I know, I didn't know it, that he was this ill, is in the hospital with COVID really bad. So the question to me was, can, you know, are people
complicit if they tell people not to get a vaccination shot in somebody getting ill? That's a good question. You know, what do I think about that? Am I complicit? Well, first of all, everybody knows we've been vaccinated and we encourage people to be vaccinated. But what if I was just the opposite and I said, I think it's wrong. I don't think you should get a vaccination. I think you'll become magnetized and you'll die in a year. I'm making this up. Am I complicit now in that? Or am I, or does it come back to the fact that you are the one that makes the decisions about your own body? That if you want to get a vaccination or not get a vaccination, are other people complicit? If, you know, why listen to so-and-so? Did you talk to your doctor? Did you talk to a health professional? You know, whoever your doctor is, and when you talk to them, what did they say? If a doctor told you, no, I don't think you should, and this is why, that's one thing. But if it's just, you know, Joe Poop, the rag man off the street, telling you, nope, I just don't think you should do it, and you listen to him, maybe you ought to go back and think about the people you listen to on that. 605-4567, what do you think? Should people be held as complicit, and if people get sick from COVID and they've been telling them not to get vaccinated? CNN. There's been various names for the CNN, you know, Clinton News Network, others. Appeared to have lost 90% of their viewers from the same time from last year. They average about 540,000 viewers on the January 3rd week. Last year it was nearly 2.7 million viewers. And they're losing heavily, 91% in the viewers ages 18 to 49, 89% of its primetime viewers among its key demographic. They talk about, one of their commentators, I believe. That's MSNBC. But they've had Chris Cuomo, lost his job for trying to cover up his brother's sexual assault, harassment allegation. They've had numerous times they've had to go back and do retractions or say they were wrong. Don Lemon and one of their hosts was embroiled in a scandal after it was revealed during the Jussie Smollett trial that Lemon tried to warn the Empire actor that Chicago Police Department investigators were beginning to doubt his claims. There's just a number of different people. Two of their production producers have been arrested for sexual misconduct allegations, pedophilia, and things like this. CNN, at one time, and let me tell you, CNN during the Gulf War, CNN would have reporters out there in Kuwait with with Saddam's forces, be out there covering different things. And they were a great source, a great open source of information, of things we'd see from the things they were putting on TV about about Saddam's army. And we had CNN turned on all the time, you know, as they always had stories about things that were going on in Kuwait at that time with Saddam Hussein's people. I've talked about, not a lot, but I've talked about Ashley Babbitt. The only person that was killed on January 6th, Air Force veteran. She was shot and killed by Capitol Police Officer Lieutenant Michael Byrd. I don't think that the term insurrection is being used anymore unless you're really far left or part of CNN or MSNBC. The FBI has not charged anybody with that and said it wasn't an insurrection back in August. She was killed when a window had been broken and she was trying to enter through it. Now, you can say that, well, she shouldn't have done that. And you've been absolutely right. But the officer that was cleared on all this, it's interesting that he was never even interviewed by any investigator. He told Lester Holt, Mr. Byrd did, Lieutenant Byrd did, he never told investigators because he refused to answer their questions according to several sources and documents. In fact, investigators cleared Byrd of wrongdoings in the shooting without actually interviewing him about the shooting or threatening him with punishment if he did not cooperate with their criminal investigation. He didn't provide any statement to investigators, and they didn't push him to make a statement. That's interesting. I did hear his interview with Holt, where he said she turned sideways and he couldn't see her hands, and she was coming through the window, and so he shot. And, you know, the fact is there were some other police people behind her, and he said she was, and he feared they were coming in to injure congressmen, congresspeople, when he shot. I just find it interesting that there wasn't an investigation that would have, you know, that he would have talked to somebody about it. However, when you crash into the capital of the United States, there's a lot of heightened responses from people. And though there are people still being held and not charged, and most of the people that have been charged have been allowed to plead to, I think it's been trespassing. Trespassing is not usually a use of deadly force, but in that case up there, maybe it was. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has just continued to move forward with all of the things they've been doing. An A rating from LeapFrog, which rates all the hospitals in the United States. We're still looking at 4 out of 5 stars, looking for that 5 out of 5 stars as the highest rated hospital by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in categories including heart attack, heart failure, stroke, hip and knee replacements, emergency care, and more. The only area hospital with a Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, the TAVR valve replacement system. They're going to become a teaching hospital in 2023 when they bring in residents. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Bott. Join Ted Leidy and me on the last Thursday of each month for North State Now as we discuss things that men talk about. If you ever wanted to hear what men talk about when they're all together, tune in at 6 p.m. the last Thursday of each month and hear politics, hunting, the bourbon of the month, and much more. All of this on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
Climbing up on Salisbury Hill, I could see the city lights.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is the 14th of January, 2022. Open line here, 605-4567. 51 degrees, sunny. It's going to be beautiful like this for a week. No rain coming in. Every day. You got to kind of like love this weather. We had that rain. That really helped a lot. I've seen pictures of Lake Shasta. It looks a lot better. It's not filled yet, of course. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday. And they have a great selection of cigars. They have the finest walk-in humidor, maybe in Northern California, from Sacramento up for sure. Maybe the only one, but it is just extremely well done with a great selection of cigars. And, of course, all your tobacco needs, all your accessories, lighters, everything at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. The blocking of the mandate by the Supreme Court doesn't stop it from going into the medical personnel. Yet there's large companies, Nike, Centennial, and several others are saying if you're not vaccinated, you can't come to work. Jared, what do you think about that?
I think it's up to the employer if they want to.
If that's what they want to do,
yeah.
If that's one of the things they say, if you want to work here, you have to get vaccinated, and if you don't want to work there, you don't have to be vaccinated. The shot. The Marine Corps just had issued their first two religious exemptions.
against the vaccination, the first two. I think there were, a couple thousand that had put into it, had put in for a religious exemption. Only two have gotten it so far. There have been others that put in for medical exemptions who have not gotten them. The number of people they've discharged has been right at 100. We were hearing rumors and things that this one lieutenant colonel medical officer said. She said that, we're going to lose 20,000 of our active duty service to this. And it has not materialized at all, which is good. However, and if they don't want to get a shot, they get discharged. And I personally know somebody that got a, they refused to take the shot and was discharged, general discharge under honorable conditions. And it's got another caveat in it, because of COVID vaccinations. So, that will continue to go on. The, other things that we see around today, we continue still in Shasta County to have people showing up, more and more people showing up positive for the COVID. And Governor Newsom has vowed to get testing kits, which it seems to be a big problem. President Biden said 50 million kits are going to be delivered, but nobody knows where they are or if they're building them. Here's the thing I don't understand. We can get the vaccines, and the kits to test for COVID are not that difficult. I mean, we've got several companies in the United States that are building these and have put them to the FDA. The FDA seems to be dragging their feet on it. We're building these COVID testing kits and sending them to Europe, and they're buying them off the shelves of supermarkets for like $3.50. And yet we can't get those same tests here. Places are being overrun. Now we're having to bring in the National Guard and armed forces to provide people to give shots and test for the, for COVID. And it's 2 years into this. It's 2 years into this. What is the problem? It seems to me, if nothing else, we would have so many tests out there that you could, that they'd be delivered to your house. Here's five tests. Use it. Or stop by your local drugstore and get your five tests. Take them home. Use them. Why don't we have that many tests after 2 years of COVID? And now into the Omicron, which is, everybody agrees, is much more virulent in the sense of people catching it. It's much more contagious. It's not as dangerous, it appears, as the Delta variant as far as killing people or the original COVID, but yet it's much more contagious. And yet we still don't have the testing kits. And if you're not going to be vaccinated, which is, that's your choice, at least you should be able to do is get tested, like Linda did the other day. She had her test results back in 24 hours. But they have home tests, and they have other tests. You should just be able to, if it says, you are positive, then you go someplace and get another test and get that done. But not having the test, to me, is a total failure of this administration. I don't understand how they can continue to insist that people be vaccinated and yet don't have the ways of testing for that. Two more died from COVID-19 right here in Shasta County. That puts us over 500 in our county. It was a 50-year-old man and a 60-woman in her 60s. Died from it. We have 11 people in the intensive care unit. I think there's like 90 people being treated for it in Shasta County. This continues to go on. Let's go to the phones. Jackie.
Yes, our hospital is carrying the multiclonal antibodies, and it's a good therapy to save people's lives. from COVID?
I'm sorry, I didn't get the first part. I
heard. Multiclonal antibodies.
Yeah, yeah.
Our hospitals are using them.
As far as I know, they are, the ones that have them. As you know, the government is trying to buy up all of it.
Why should they? Because they're proven therapies for COVID.
I agree with you, and that's part of the treatments they give people. But here's, you know, the other thing, though, Jackie, is this. Monoclonals work. So instead of waiting till you get so sick, so you have to go to the hospital. If you show up positive for COVID, you should be treated with that right away. And that could keep you out of the hospital.
But where do you get that?
The only place that I know of is the hospitals. I think there
Reading
may be
Rancheria has some, too.
Well, Reading Rancheria, I think maybe Owens, but you'd have to check with them.
And then somebody has to treat you.
I think that your doctor has to say that you need that, yes.
So we should make waves about that.
We should.
Definitely, because that'll save lives, because lives are going now.
Yeah, 502 so far. And
okay.
They're not the old people, but what they have said is that most of the people that die from COVID have four underlying conditions.
But if they'd had the multiclonal antibodies, the chances are they would not have died. We're losing lives because we're not offering a well-known therapy.
I can't disagree with you on that.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. That's true. The monoclonals. We had a show on this, 2-3 months ago about the monoclonal therapy and how it can help people instead of waiting till you go to the hospital, that you actually are treated for it before it gets that serious.
I just don't know why people are so willing to believe one thing that they still don't know what's in it and not another. And they both said, if theoretically, if they both can help you, well, I mean, why take one and not another?
Well, I don't know what's in ibuprofen.
I know that was kind of the point I was making.
Yeah, I know. I was talking about that. Yeah, we were talking about that the other day.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in the vaccine. Well, I don't know what's in anything that I, you know, even over-the-counter stuff you take. What's an aspirin? Okay, it's, you know, some kind of aspirin thing, but it's also got fillers in it. I mean, how many people really know what's in the shots they get? Do people get shingle shots? What's in there? Well, it's a vaccine to keep you from getting shingles. Well, what's in it? Nobody seems to be arguing about taking a shingle shot or a pneumonia shot. It's hard for me to argue against that because I can't argue against one unless I'm arguing against all of them. And monoclonals, I don't know. I know what they do, but I'm not. I don't know what's in them. It acts as a virus suppressive, and it's good for 3 or 4 months. It's not like a vaccine, but it can knock down the virus, according to all the studies that I've seen. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi. My name is Woody Clendenin, and I'm a small business owner in Shasta County. I, like you, have watched as Modi has gone along with Governor Newsom's draconian mandates on our businesses and schools. He is supported by known socialists and BLM activists, and he doesn't make decisions with the interests of the people in mind. And it's time we elect someone who does. Vote yes to recall Leonard the Rhino Modi. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. 1 out of 5 falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is having a grand opening at their new location in the Shasta Gateway Center at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson, January 22nd. They feature new and existing vendors along with collectible glassware, jewelry, sports memorabilia, Tiffany lamps, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, and much, much more. It's Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage grand opening with free drawings throughout the day. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at their new location in the Shasta Gateway Center at 1773 Highway 273, Anderson.
Birch Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Birch Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Birch Construction Management.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train of his memory. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is a beautiful day here on the 14th of January, Friday, 51 degrees and sunny. It's going to be like this the rest of the week into next week. We also have the snowpack is big. People skiing everywhere up in Mount Shasta. And this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms in their 12th year of service to our community. New hours, Tuesday through Friday from 9 till 4. They're located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Our favorite firearms dealer, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting new long gun or pistol. They have all the accessories. They have the ammo. They have a great selection of firearms, like I said. And John Bastiani is just a master gunsmith. Fair prices, friendly people down there. You can get your CCW there. It's kind of like a one-stop shop at Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Friday at 9 to 4. You can give them a call at 222-8222. Again, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. You know, I worry about, maybe I shouldn't. But most empires last 250 years. And our country has been around just about that long, that, you know, on average, 250 years. You know, we are considered one of the, we're considered the world's leader, the strongest nation in the world. However, there's been a lot of questions on that in the last two, three, 4 years. In 2026, the United States of America will celebrate its 250th anniversary. And that 250th anniversary of the fall of most previous civilizations. And the thing is that do I believe that the United States would ever be taken down by an outside source? No, I don't. However, I do believe that we could be so stupid
as to destroy ourselves. Not through a massive insurrection or anything like that, but just by continuing to battle on and not work together and weaken ourselves enough that it wouldn't take a full-fledged invasion, because I don't think that would work. I think people would come together on that. But just keep chipping away and chipping away and chipping away until we couldn't defend other areas of the world. Taiwan, taken by the Chinese, and there's nothing we can do about it. Ukraine, the Russians are sitting on the Ukrainian borders right now. What are we going to do? Are we prepared to do anything? What are other countries? Are we going to be able to build that and maintain NATO and CEDAW and those types of organizations to protect the Southeast Asia area or the European area from Russians? Are they going to break apart themselves? And it's from within, not from the Russians invading. But there'll be a certain point when perhaps that we have come to the point where we just kind of surrender. We surrender our country. Not to another nation, but to the fact that we are no longer the shining light on the hill. 250 years. In 4 years, we'll be there. And I can't wait to see what happens. It doesn't mean it has to happen. We could have a charismatic leader that comes to the forefront that has nothing but the best of America for all people at the forefront of what they believe, male or female, black or white or brown or Asian or any of these, but that cares about this country and gets the country moving together in one direction. And I, unfortunately, don't see that happening. Not in this year. Not in the next year. But maybe 2 or 3 years down the line, is there somebody down at that one spot that's going to be able to do something like this? Jared, am I being too cynical about this?
Not necessarily, no. I mean, it's hard not to be.
You are, you're not really deeply immersed in political stuff, like most people. Most people are not deeply immersed in political.
Define deeply immersed.
Well, deeply immersed, oh gosh, you know, he reads it, you know, you read constantly about it, you know, you pick sides and all these things that, most people really want to be kind of left alone to live their lives and to have the government stay off their back. And they don't really take an interest in that day-to-day politics. You know, yeah, when a presidential election comes around, they get involved. But most people, I don't think, are really that immersed in politics. I'm not. I'm not as immersed as people probably think I am. You know, for the show, I research and things like this. But again, the fear that I have, and Doug Craig and I talk about it once a month, is that we're not going to be able to, you know, take a deep breath into your nose, out through your mouth, and talk to people in the way that will move our country forward, that our leaders don't have that capability right now because of everything that's happened over the last 10 or 12 years. You hear those shows. And we talk about that, you know, I'm right and you're an idiot. You know, books written about that. You know, what's that mean? Or how to disengage from a large argument. How do you disengage from that so that you can maintain your self-respect
and not end up hating the other person. We've lost that capability in many levels of our government, and when you hear the talking heads on Fox or MSNBC or CNN, when you hear that, you know they're talking the same story, but such a violent spin on it. I mean, where do you go to learn about what really is happening? Well, one way is going to be on the last Thursday of each month when Ted Leidy and I have our show. And we put out the names. We've got them narrowed down now to two. Again, another 2,000 hits, people voting on which five they liked, and we've got it narrowed down to two. The first show, of course, we'll be doing a reveal on the name, maybe on the show itself. I think that's what we'll do. On that Thursday, we'll reveal the name that the people voted on and from the names we've gotten from everybody. So we'll do it on that Thursday. The weekend we have here is downtown. Again, I have a number of things that are happening around here. I wonder if they're going to be taking down the big tree down there, the Christmas tree, maybe at the end of this month. Blaming the United-based for the vax getting sick. Okay, these are comments we're getting from the chat room. The chat room, I find, is one of those times that people... It seems like they just turn it loose there. Have you been reading the chat room?
I have.
And it hasn't been that bad this time.
Well, I've been deleting comments, so.
Oh, have you? Oh, okay. I see that. what's been the what's going on here? Are they big into just name calling today, or are they actually bringing up facts?
I think it's mostly just arguments about the vaccine.
I don't think this thing will ever be settled until our country actually gets their arms around it. One more time to just move forward. Okay. We're, you know, for 2 years, we can't do another year like the last 2 years. I think it'll do irreparable damage in some cases. If they start shutting down the schools again, which they've started in some of the larger cities, shutting down schools, let's go back to distance learning. Well, that has an impact on families, the kids, the collateral damage it's doing. It's been proven that having that happen, and yet here we go again with the same thing because of a virus that is serious. But the latest virus is not a deadly virus. In fact, why don't you look up while we're waiting here in our last 2 minutes, how many people have died from the Omicron?
You know, I've tried to look that up before. I tried to do it yesterday or the day before. I cannot seem to find any figures on that.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder why that is. Maybe because Omicron death rate in South Africa peaked at 15% of the Delta wave. That's in South Africa. The fatality rate has dipped to 1.39% in the lowest mark since the first wave of cases. But it doesn't, you're right. It doesn't say to, when you're trying to figure out how many people really have died of Omicron. I knew of one in this one article. It says that COVID killed 1 in 33 people who tested positive at the peak of a devastating second wave last January, compared to just 670 now, and could be even lower because of Omicron, and likely less than the case fatality rate there. Okay. Next week, we're starting off with the a number of different things. The sheriff will be in next week. We'll talk about what's happening in the sheriff's office and the crime for this last year and what he looks at this year, what they're going to do.
again looking at public safety and his marijuana eradication problem. You know, we have a number of different people. The Reading Rancheria will be joining us, DA the week after that, as usual. So, everybody, have a great weekend. It's going to be beautiful, so be careful out there. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.